everything one our contracting professionals do has a direct linkage to a soldier, a sailor, an airman, a marine, or a civilian that's exposed to a very lethal environment these days.
Ed Harrington is the Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Army for Procurement. He says that with that mantra in mind, they're trying to get the word out that the Army needs good people to help manage the more than $100 billion annually that his military branch spends on materiel and systems.
Our largest challenge is hiring people that have experience in contracting today.
Jeff Parsons is executive director of the U.S. Army Contracting Command. He told a briefing of reporters at the Pentagon that they're pulling out all the stops to recruit and train the next generation of Army contracting specialists.
Absent the supply of trained and experienced contracting officers, we are in a huge developmental cycle right now where we're rebuilding and building the base for our contracting positions.
Several years ago, in the wake of the first Army contracting scandals from the early days of the Iraq War, the Pentagon asked former Army Undersecretary Jacques Gansler to examine what had gone wrong with military contracting and procurement. Among the 2007 findings of the Gansler Commission, the Army's contracting workforce had been slowly whittled away in the years leading up to the Afghanistan War, leaving it unable to provide oversight over the sudden surge in spending before and during the early days of the Iraq War. The staff that was in place was poorly trained and equipped with antiquated procurement tracking systems. Now, nearly 3 years later, and thanks to beefed up appropriations and attention from Congress, Parsons says Army contracting has become a career path that more people should consider.
If you go to our Army Hired web site, I think you'll get an idea of what the salary ranges are there. I think it is very competitive for individuals coming out of college. Can't remember what exactly a GS-7 is making, but it's nearly $40,000. But, you know, what we tell folks is that in a matter of a few years, you certainly can be up in the $60,000, $70,000 range, and I think it is very, very competitive. There are certainly opportunities in industry. We do lose a few people who go to industry where industry is paying some more, but you know, the economy, quite frankly, is helping us right now. People see a lot of security in working for the government. There are other benefits just than the pay. I mean, time off, you've got, health care benefits. We've got lots of training opportunities. We're doing a lot of student loan repayments now. We're paying for people to go off and get master's degrees.
Parsons says the lagging economy and persistently high jobless rate means that the Army has recently been able to find a new crop of contracting pros in what several years ago would have been an unconventional place.
A lot of the folks that we are attracting today are making mid-career changes where they had been in other career fields and have now decided to come to Army contracting. Especially in areas like Detroit and Rock Island, Illinois, where a lot of folks have been impacted because of the economy. And we have picked up quite a few individuals who have been buyers, like in the auto industry or in the steel industry or the aluminum industry, that we've brought into contracting.
In a follow-up, Parsons says that outreach is most successful where the Army Contracting Command has set up shop, like Illinois.
My office in Rock Island, when they published advertisement for specifically targeting people who had experience, received in the hundreds of applications for about 25 to 30 positions that we had in Rock Island. It was a resounding success just through simple advertising, having some job fairs, letting people know what the career opportunities are.
How many people have you successfully recruited doing that?
I would say in the neighborhood of 75 to 100. We've got about 4,000 to 4,500 civilians, and that's growing to 5,000 civilians. When you take a look at my attrition rate, which right now is running nearly 10%, that means I have to constantly be putting about 500 people back in the workforce.
With expected cutbacks in America's space program and with contracting officials who purchase material and systems just like the Pentagon, you might think that NASA would be a fertile field for recruiting experienced contracting officials. But you'd be wrong, says Kim Denver, the director of contracting for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers National Contracting Organization.
That we don't poach on other organizations. And that's really what we've recognized is, as I said earlier, our strategy has been to bring new individuals into the government and grow the population as well as the skill sets.
Harrington was asked to place his emphasis on growing the Army's contracting and acquisition workforce in light of the new push for efficiency and less spending that was being mandated by his boss, Secretary of Defense Robert Gates. Harrington says that contracting and acquisition is still a part of that push.
We've got tremendous challenges with balancing the workforce with the workload. And we see the workload continuing on at the same level as the Army looks to drawing down in Iraq and eventually in Afghanistan, not completely, but as we move into modernizing and continue to reinforce the Army's equipping structure, as well as its the training for the soldiers, those types of workload challenges still remain with us for the years to come. So we've also got, again, very good support to continue with restoring the acquisition workforce and the contracting workforce throughout. The efficiencies initiatives, and from our perspective, are only beneficial to us because they reinforce what we do as a profession.
And as if to underscore the need for experienced Army contracting professionals right here in the Washington area, Harrington waved a flyer advertising multiple vacancies for senior procurement analysts with a salary range of between $99,000 and $164,000 a year. At the Pentagon, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.